That's an excellent question.
So the seven keys to serenity. This is obviously something that people can pick up to read. It's a book.
Yeah. I'm a musician, and I had this idea of trying to transpose the musical harmony into harmony in our lives. And so it all just started with kind of an exercise in transposition, trying to transpose the seven keys or seven notes that create practically the whole of music, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, into things that, you know, we can understand in everyday life. So I found keywords that correspond to those notes. So, for instance, I found a corresponding keyword that is awareness. That is actually the most important key in the whole book, and it interplays with all the other ones. And yeah, so basically, it started as a playful thing for me, and it ended up being quite transformational. And as I wrote the book, I noticed all these interconnections between the different keys, the different keywords, beliefs, discipline, flow, subtle energies. And the book ended up being a great tool for myself. It was actually a personal therapy I started with. And so I think it has been recognized actually as a great tool for people to think differently and to bring this inner peace into ourselves, which is at the end of the story what true authentic happiness is all about.
And there's something in the book about a balanced combination, the key to harmony in music and life. And I guess this incorporates the words that you came up with that correspond to the keys and a balanced combination. What is that? A combination of the two, the keys in this order, like a song or something else?
Yeah, the balanced combination is actually the definition of harmony, one of the main definitions of harmony, balanced combination of notes that are pleasing to creating a sound that is pleasing to the ear. And so I thought a lot about that, and I thought, well, in life it is as well about balanced combination of mental notes, if you want to play on that musical metaphor, but not just of mental, it's of thoughts, of actions, and of words, and it is about creating a coherence, an alignment between these three things. And most of the dissonances we create in life, sometimes in very subtle ways, are coming from the fact that we are not creating coherence between the three. We think one thing, we say something else, or we say something and we do something else again. And this creates subtle conflicts in ourselves, which end up, later creating major issues, mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Well, now the seven keys to serenity, the music keys we know are A through G. And what are the words? Do the words correspond with the letters as well?
I'm sorry?
Do the words, the seven key words, I suppose, that are the keys to serenity, do they correspond with the music keys, A through G?
Yes. Yeah, so the first key would be awareness. The second B would be B, like beliefs and balance. The third one is C, like creativity. Then you have D, like discipline, an important ingredient. And then you have E, which is energy, subtle energy, that is. Everything is about vibration and frequencies and amplitudes and things like that. And then you have F, flow, and G, the final one, is about guidance.
And one thing you do in the book is you describe authentic happiness as opposed to, I guess, another type of happiness. What is authentic happiness?
Yeah, this is a great, great question and a great area of discussion. You know, most of us consider or pursue happiness one day at a time, one thing at a time. We're happy when we're on holiday, happy when we're on a weekend, happy when this, when that. But unfortunately, all these things are evanescent and shifting under our feet constantly. So we're really counting on external factors to create happiness in ourselves, and this doesn't work. Sooner or later, you know, we're going to be unhappy. So basically, authentic happiness is a I would say a journey. It is a process in which we understand that it's not just one thing, and most importantly, it's something that we create within ourselves. It's a way of being, of feeling, and feeling that inner joy and contentment that has nothing to do with external factors. And of course, it has to do also with meaningfulness and you know, selflessness, but as well with self-care, which I talk about a lot in the book, and in the physical and the emotional and mental and spiritual arenas, because this is at the base of us feeling you know, coherent in what we do, and finding this inner peace and contentment that we talked about.
And the book is Seven Keys to Serenity, and it's available wherever books are sold. I'm guessing Amazon's a good spot to look.
Yes, it's on Amazon and Kindle and paperback.
And do you have a website people can go to
yes,
get some more information on what you're talking about?
One can also buy my book through my website, as well as my music, because I have some relaxing music there. And the website is called KeysToSerenity.com.
There you go. And it's Serge Mazarand, author of Seven Keys to Serenity, author, musician, and overall good guy. Thank you, Serge.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on, Greg.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.